Welcome to Uplifting Moments with Pastor John Edmiston, where we uplift your soul and mind and spirit by teaching of God's Word.
Hi, this is John Edmiston with yet another episode of Uplifting Moments, and we're looking at the emotional life of Christians, and it's out of my book, Biblical EQ, which you'll find at biblicaleq.com. EQ is emotional intelligence. And we're looking at how to be an emotionally intelligent Christian who's successful in life and successful in ministry. And today we'll be looking at the heroes of faith and how God gave them different emotions and different perspectives on life from the rest of us. So before we do that, let us pray. Father in heaven, I pray that you'll give us spiritual wisdom. Open up your Bible to us. Give us understanding of your word. Open our spiritual eyes and ears, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, we looked at in the last episode five areas where we are altered by the presence of the Holy Spirit in our lives, changing our human spirit, changing our soul and our mind and our body in accordance with the will of God. And those things are, number one, our spiritual perception is changed. We see the world differently. Next, we believe differently. Thirdly, we have different emotions and feelings about the world. Fourthly, our physical body is transformed and God gives life to our physical body, so we're no longer subject to all the addictions and lusts of the flesh. And fifthly, we're more able to express things acceptably and sociably. We put out our emotions, our words and our attitudes are reflective of Christ. They're not reflective of the gross things that go on in the world. We're not rude. We're not rambunctious or anything like that. We're not violent and angry. We have a new means of social expression. And as we looked at those five things and how they're being transformed as we come into the Lord Jesus Christ, as we become the new man with the new nature, we put off lying, we put off anger, we put off disputing, we put off all those negative emotions and we put on love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, compassion towards one another. We're a new person with a new set of emotions. So how did that work for the heroes of faith? Let's start with Hebrews chapter 11. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, for by it the elders obtained a good testimony. By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so the things which are seen were not made of things which are invisible. These heroes of faith saw a different reality to everyone else. They saw the world with eyes of faith, not eyes of skepticism or doubt. They had evidence of things not seen, and they understood that the visible world was predicated. It was built on a perception of an invisible spiritual world. Going on further in Hebrews 11, by faith, Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and through it he, being dead, still speaks. By faith Enoch was taken away, so that he did not see death and was not found, because God had taken him. For before he was taken, he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So, who is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him? God is. God wants to reward you. God wants to bless you. God wants your dreams to come true. I remember when I was a small child. I was 10 years old and I had a wonderful Christmas over at my Uncle Peter's place with my cousins and my brother Peter and my Uncle Peter. I don't know if they were named after each other and so on and so forth. And all my cousins, Bill and Joan and the others. And I was given a tomahawk, a red tomahawk for Christmas. It's exactly what I wanted. I was happy. I was happy with my red tomahawk and I went around chopping all kinds of timber. And later on, my Uncle Peter took me out down the back of his farm and showed me how to shoot a 22 caliber rifle. And I thought that was so growing up, that I was being all grown up now and I had this wonderful, wonderful Christmas. And here, this red tomahawk is in my own heart and mind, a symbol of my desires perfectly fulfilled. That's just what I wanted for Christmas. That's all I wanted for Christmas. And as we get older, we get more complicated, of course, than that. But God wants to give you exactly what you want. in terms of spiritual things, the things that are good and true. I'm not talking about you being given Buckingham Palace or a 747 jet. I'm talking about God meeting your deepest spiritual needs, bringing joy into your life. He is a rewarder of those who seek Him, but you must seek Him by faith. You must believe. People who are full of unbelief, doubt, skepticism, nastiness, and general evil thoughts, they do not get rewarded by God. They're living for this life. They're living for this world. They're lying. They're cheating. They're not acting by faith. They're acting by the immediacy of their flesh. They are not rewarded by God. They may be rewarded by this world for a short while, but they do not know the heavenly joy. They do not know the things coming from God. You need a faith perspective. Then you will see the world the right way. You will believe the right way. You will feel the right way. Your body will be renewed and you will express things because deep down you're believing the things that God wants you to believe. You're believing in God, who is a rewarder of those who seek Him. The belief system of the great Christians was different from and more excellent than that of their contemporaries and was grounded in the invisible spiritual reality that they perceived. People like Abraham and Moses and Jeremiah, they saw the invisible. They acted on the things of the spiritual realm, and they were very different people from the people of this world. Let's go to Hebrews 11, verse 7 now. By faith, Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his household, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is according to faith. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he would receive as an inheritance, and he went out not knowing where he was going. Verse 9. By faith he dwelt in the land of promise as in a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he waited for the city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. By faith Sarah herself also received strength to conceive seed, and she bore a child when she was past the age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore, from one man, and him as good as dead, were born as many as the stars of the sky in multitude, innumerable as the sand which is by the seashore. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, were assured of them, embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For those who say such things declare plainly that they seek a homeland. And truly, if they had called to mind that country from which they had come out, they would have had opportunity to return. But now they desire a better, that is, a heavenly country. Therefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. You see, the people of faith, they're looking for the heavenly city. They're not looking for the prosperity gospel here and now. They're not looking for God to give them a huge share portfolio or to give them a mega yacht. They're looking for the city that is to come, the heavenly Jerusalem, that will come down out of heaven. They have a new perspective on life. They have new emotions on life. They have new beliefs about life. And that is taking them forward, and that is changing the way they feel about the circumstances. Because Abraham had great faith, he was able to wait for 25 years for Isaac to be born. Because Noah had great faith, he was repulsed by the world around him that was full of wickedness. He knew the judgment of God was happening. He built the ark. He acted differently, believed differently, felt differently from the people of his age, an age full of immorality and wickedness, an age which is condemned by God. And many of those people went down to a special area of Hades called Tartarus, an area of great punishment. And we find that, I think, in 2 Peter. So we find that the people of faith don't look at things the way the rest of the world does. We do not walk by sight, but by faith. And we rejoice without knowing why we're rejoicing. We rejoice because of the power and glory of God within us. You rejoice because the Holy Spirit's in you. You can see the world differently. You know you're a child of God. You know you're a son or daughter of the living God. You know you're heading for the heavenly Jerusalem. You know the reward is not in any earthly city. It's in the way that God is going to place you in that great wedding feast. When you reach heaven, when you join God's great party in the kingdom of God, You will have a place, you will have a seat, and this is all the things that matters. The great men and women of God had beliefs that gave them an unusual sense of righteousness, which condemned their generation, that is, for, like Noah. Their beliefs gave them the courage to be counter-cultural and to seek a heavenly country and to see life from a kingdom perspective. And they have godly emotions, such as Jacob worshipping on the top of his staff. Let's look at just a few more verses before we run out of time in this broadcast. Still in Hebrews 11, verse 17. By faith, Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac, and he who had received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said, "In Isaac your seed shall be called," concluding that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from which he also received him in a figurative sense. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. By faith, Jacob, when he was dying, blessed each one of the sons of Joseph and worshipped, leaning on the top of his staff. By faith, Joseph, when he was dying, made mention of the departure of the children of Israel and gave instruction concerning his bones. And so on and so forth. We find out that the people of faith can see into the future. They know what God's doing. They can give instructions, in fact, that was 400 years into the future, about his bones and what was going to happen and how they were going to go back to the land of Canaan. By faith, people see the world differently. You have to be able to let go of the way you view the world. Now, my first degree is in chemistry, in inorganic and in analytical chemistry. I think scientifically. I think mathematically. I do believe in facts. I don't believe we throw the facts out the window. I believe in good research. I believe in thinking in an intelligent way. I don't think faith is opposed to reason. Faith and reason work together to come up with good solutions for life. But faith comes first. First, Noah believed that the world was going to be judged. Next, he had to build a boat. Well, he had to use his logic, his strength, and his construction skills and his project planning skills to build the ark. The ark wasn't just built by believing, it was built by thinking. He had to think hard, he had to work hard, he had to get workmen together, he had to pay those workmen. I assume that he had some workmen to do it. He had to build this gigantic boat, which meant using logical thought. Abraham went out to a place, but he had all his cattle and all his sheep and all his farm, and he had all the servants that took care of all these animals, and he had to run his farm correctly. He couldn't just go off into a mystical state and expect the farm to run itself. He had to use logic. He had to be sensible about things. So scientific skills, management skills, logical skills, planning skills, they count. They matter. But fundamentally, when it comes to our emotional outlook on life, that depends on our faith. If we have God's faith, if we see the world God's way, then we're going to feel different, we're going to think different, we're going to do different things, and we're going to go on a great adventure for the Lord Jesus Christ. This is all from my book, Biblical EQ, that's at biblicaleq.com. And this is John Edmiston signing off with Uplifting Moments. God bless you all.
Thank you for listening to Uplifting Moments with Pastor John Edmiston. Please visit his website, eternityradio.org, where you can send in your prayer requests and support this worldwide Bible teaching radio ministry. Remember, eternityradio.org.